Hey, my friends, what is happening? Welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. If you are a first-time listener, welcome. My name is Shelley, and if you are a returning listener, thank you, thank you. I am really, really grateful for your support. Have you joined our Women Over 50 Facebook group? Well, there are over 700 women in there, and they are fabulous. We have resources. Videos, you can connect with someone, we can support each other. So go on over and join our group. I will put the link in the show notes. So just look down below. Today I'm going to talk about quick fixes and how we have lost sight of knowing that some things take time. There are no quick fixes for a lot of things. We have forgotten that because we now live in the days of email, text messages, overnight delivery, Amazon Prime, microwaves. You know, we have all these conveniences in our life that makes things happen in a second, and it has become an expectation that everything should happen for a second. I remember being back in junior high and not seeing my friends for the summer, but writing them letters. So you would write a letter, you'd put a stamp on it, you put it in the mailbox, the mailman would pick it up, and he'd have to deliver it, then the person would get it, then they'd have to write you a letter, put the stamp on it, put it back in the mailbox, and it would get back to you. And sometimes that would take 2 or 3 days, depending on where you lived. If you wanted to order something, you got it out of the mail order catalog. You tore out the form, you filled it out, you mailed it in to wherever it went. They filled the order and mailed it back. And sometimes that could take 6 to 8 weeks. And now all we have to do is click on Amazon Prime, and it's at our doorstep the very next day. Text messages. We expect people to answer us immediately, and if they don't, we get up in arms about it. We have microwaves that will instantly heat our coffee or defrost something. So, you know, just all these things in our lives that some of them are very convenient. Yes, I like text messaging. I like to text message people. It has led us down this path of quick fixes. We have forgotten just to slow down and let a process work. Now, do I want to go back to the days of old? Not necessarily. I think maybe perhaps we should write more snail mail, but I don't believe that we need to go back to those days to do that. Their technology today is great. It provides us just with a lot of really good things that I think we need. But I also think that we can find that balance of understanding no quick fixes. Because what has happened along the way with the advent of emails and text messages and Amazon Prime is all sorts of other quick fixes. You can take this pill and you can lose 10 pounds in 2 days. You can wrap yourself in plastic and lose inches off your waist in mere minutes. So we have all these quick fixes that have sprung up because society demands that. We have grown accustomed to getting things at our fingertips, and we get frustrated and angry and upset and anxious if it doesn't happen immediately. So we have to retrain ourselves. We have to retrain our thought processes and our brain to understand that, yes, if we order something off Amazon Prime, we can get it the next day. But if we want to develop lasting habits, if we want to become healthy of mind and body, if we want to start a process that's going to make us feel better over the long run, it is going to take time. You cannot take a pill to do that. You have to create and structure some habits and some self-awareness in your life to understand what you want to accomplish, how you want to accomplish, stepping back and looking long-term. Not what's going to happen tomorrow or next week, but over the next year. What's the long term? And I know you're thinking, oh my gosh, a year is so long. Shelley, I can't survive a year. Well, here's the thing. A year is going to go by anyway. I know it's a saying you've heard forever, and we just gloss over that, but it's true. The year is going to go by regardless of what you do or don't do. So why don't you just take that year and figure out this process for you that's going to give you long-lasting results instead of the instant gratification that you think you're going to find in a pill or a text message. Love your thoughts on this. So drop me a line, shelly@shellydryman.com. And if you find that this was a episode that someone else might like to hear, feel free to share it with them or leave me a review. I would love that as well. All right, peeps, until next time, stay awesome.